listen to Health Radio FM. I have on the phone with us today the lovely Deanie Petty, who's a high-profile TV and radio personality, Toronto socialite. She's traveling everywhere these days. Deanie, how are you?
I haven't been this relaxed in I don't know how long.
Where are you today?
I'm at Barkling Hill Resort in Kelowna. I'm here for 7 days. I've had like 13 treatments. Oh, I feel so wonderful. I'm so detoxing, so my nose is running a little, but I tweeted this the other day. You know, I really deserve this 7 days.
You do.
And so do you, and so does everyone else. But, you know, like every other woman, I'm so busy taking care of everything else that I always put myself last and still try to put myself first in the agenda is a great goal for me.
You know, I had a tough time actually saying socialite because I think that, you know, the impression
of...
You don't live this life of people serving you and you kicking back and relaxing. You are constantly on the go. I mean, if we look back to the days of you being on TV and having your talk show, and even years before that, you were flying helicopters and you were jumping out of planes, and you're a guy's girl. You're not a fluffy girl's girl by any means.
You know, I think I'm both. I'm an adventurer in my heart. But remember, my mother was Canada's first talent agent. So when I was 12 years old, my mother's office was in the front room of our house. So the parade of beautiful people started through my home. And there'd be like Miss Universe, there'd be Miss Sweden. And it was a little intimidating until I got to understand what beauty was, you know, real beauty was about. And what a burden and how hard it is for women to be absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. But I learned a lot from the girls. They, you know, because obviously I wasn't as beautiful as they were by a long shot.
But you're very beautiful.
But real beauty is health, and health is beauty. The healthier you are, the more beautiful you are. And to make the most of what you've got, and that's what I learned from the girls. I would say the drinking age in Toronto was 21. I was going into the Park Plaza Hotel when I was 15 and nobody asked because I got all the hand-me-downs from the models. They taught, you know, I learned how to do my makeup. So beauty is health, good makeup, great skin care, nice manicure, nice pedicure, good hairdo, and great clothes.
Do you think that people are realizing that more, though, nowadays, Deanie? I think that, you know, this people are sicker today. And we know that women are harder on themselves and suffering from menopause. Are we hard on ourselves today than we were before?
We've always been hard on ourselves. You have to realize that in this culture, in many cultures in the world, women are valued first for their looks and their youth, and then their looks and their youth, and then their looks and their youth. And the only problem with this paradigm, a paradigm being something you accept as truth without question, so in a lot of cultures, men are taught and accept as true that women's value is their looks and their youth, which is based on the very, very old tradition of you married someone young and virginal because, you know, in those days that's what how you would guarantee you wouldn't get somebody with syphilis or something and you could procreate. But that thinking's carried on till today. And the only thing wrong with that is a lot of women believe it. So if you believe that your value is based on your looks and your youth, as many cultures teach us, it also sets women up to compete with each other. And I often use this example. If there were three girls that live on your street, in house number one, there is a girl that has broken every record in running since she was like in grade one, and she's in high school. She set records that are like unbelievable. And house number two is a girl whose IQ is so high that Mensa says, we've never seen anyone with a higher IQ. And in house number three is a girl who is so beautiful that when she walks out into crowds, like the conversation stops.
Yeah.
We cry if house number one, that girl, does not get a chance to compete in the Olympics. If this girl in house number two does not get the university education and get the chance to use these brains, we're like, oh, it's just such a tragedy. And if girl in house number three goes into the Miss Universe beauty contest, we're enraged and we hate her.
Yeah.
None of these girls did anything to earn the gift that they were given by nature.
Sure.
But why is it we're so threatened by thought? Well, you're only, you know, worth this. your good looks. So it's really a complicated thing for women.
It is. I think that you're right. I mean, women aren't nice enough to one another, you know, and I believe that's very true.
Well, we weren't raised to be friends. We were raised to be competitors, because if you're valued for your looks and your youth, then you start competing at a very young age with looks, and it gets very confusing.
Sure.
So that's why a lot of women won't tell their age.
Well, I don't, you know, I think that we also don't tell our age because, you know, I'm 45, and I, you know, you kind of think, gee, if I've said that, will that somehow impact me for a job or whatever? But in my world, I just create my own scenario, so I don't even give a rat's, you know what, about telling my age. But for a lot of girls, they don't want to talk about their age.
But, you know, it's something that's come down. You talked about women being hard on themselves, you know. I mean, I will turn 70 this January the 15th, and here's my...
Yay!
Here's my big goal. I am going to see how fit and how good I can get this body and me to be in health and fitness by the time I'm 70. And that's based on, I was to interview this woman once, and I went to give the speech, and there were like 30 women there in the greeting room, and I knew she was one of them. And I knew she was 74. And I scanned the crowd, didn't see her, thought, damn, she didn't come. Scanned the crowd again, thought, where is she? Scanned the crowd again, there's this woman staring at me, you look 52. She's 72, this was 74.
Yeah.
And she was an Olympic athlete in the 30s.
Yeah.
But she's maintained it, and I thought, you know what? I just wonder how far I can take this. So,
but you know what, though? I mean, Deanie, you and I met face-to-face a few weeks back. You look extremely fantastic. And so, I mean, your goal of what you set for when you turn 70 is fantastic. I think that's great. But there's a lot of things that you're doing now that clearly are working for you. And listen, I'm pro everything to make yourself look and feel the way you want to look and feel. But, I mean, let's talk a bit about hormones and the things you've been taking to help you through that journey, because I'm at the beginning of that, and it's not good the way you can feel. I mean, it's one thing to
have that's a bit of an understatement.
Someone's going to die in my house is why I said to you, Deanie, somebody is going to die because I'm going to kill somebody, you know, and my hormones have been out of whack, and you and I talked about that. Tell me a bit about your journey to, you know, the dreaded perimenopausal and what you've done to, what you've discovered in that journey.
Okay, so when I'm a young girl, I learn about beauty from the models, and I learn how to make myself look the best I can. For some reason or other, the best thing I've ever done for myself, and I don't know how it got into my head, I've exercised my whole life. So I'm healthy, and I'm always kind of working out, and so I take care of myself. And then as I go through life, things, I'm on television. And I have to tell you the reason, you know, people say, oh, my God, you don't look your age. Well, I'd like to thank Dr. Sandy Pritchard, one of the world's best plastic surgeons. Who's
Yay.
a woman doesn't get to be 69 and have a face like mine without having a facelift.
Hey, I'm all for it.
And I think they're good. I think there's the extreme. There's a woman I worked with. Oh, my God, I was at a restaurant, and I heard her calling me, Deanie, Deanie. And I thought, I know this voice. And I'm looking at this woman. She's going, Deanie, it's me. My God, she looked like the cat lady.
Yeah.
Not just the plastic surgery, but the Botox and the injections.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, hi, Lynn.
Yeah.
So I've done that.
I always say when your belly button becomes that little cleft dent in your chin, you know you've gone too far, right?
Yeah, that's the other.
Too much.
So I'm doing everything right. My life is great. And then I hit menopause, and I turned out to be a bad case. Like millions of women around the world, because I was so bad, I went on hormone replacement therapy. Now, I started menopause 19 years ago when I was 50. So at that point, everybody was taking HRT.
Yeah.
And then in 2002, the Women's Health Initiative, they called off the trial. On
HRT being hormone replacement therapy for the listeners in case.
Yes, hormone replacement therapy or HRT, because so many women had died from increased cancers, heart attacks, and strokes. So like millions of women, I go off it, and now I'm I'm in menopause hell.
Big trouble.
I wake up twice every single night, my pajamas completely soaked. I'm having 20 to 30 hot flashes a day. I've lost my life to this thing. I can't think straight. So there are several phases. 20% of women will go through menopause and never notice a thing, nothing. They are the blend.
Yeah.
20% of women will have menopause symptoms for most of their life. Although they diminish, you can count me as one of that 20%. Because if I go off my little, my Deco-Menomelt, which I take one chocolate square a day, I wake up 3 nights later, my breastbone is soaking wet, and I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, and I whisper into the night, you're back, you witch.
Yeah.
So for the rest of women, it breaks down to mild, where it's annoying, to bad, where it's really interfering into your life, where it's really bad, where it's taking over your life. So when I came off HRT, I had a dear friend, Marion Marshall, who was a medical herbalist, who said, don't worry, I'm a menopause expert. So I went on all the...
You're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, no, she make me the formulas, Marion. Nothing worked for me. I bought everything over the counter. Nothing worked for me. And one morning I had such a bad hot flash, I ended up on the floor in a ball like a child crying.
Yeah.
And I went back on HRT. And then Marion was on an international chat room with herbalists from around the world. And somebody said, these two herbs we've had such great success with. And she said, Deanie, would you try them? And I said, of course. And I went off HRT, back into menopause hell. And then I went on Eukonia Umoid, which is the extract from the bark of a renewable source of rubber tree.
Say that again. Say that again. Emu?
No, Eukonia. Eukonia.
Yeah.
Umoids. Umoids. Extract.
Right.
It's a very... In Chinese medicine, ginseng is the prince, the king of herbs. Eukonia is the prince. It's been used for 5,000 years. It's life-enhancing. It works at the core level. And if you marry that with mung bean, which comes from India, you get a menopause relief product that handled every single one of my symptoms. And so Mary and I went into business selling these herbs, and we were doing very well until Marion very unexpectedly and unfortunately died. And now I'm like, now what am I going to do? I could no longer source the herbs, and I had to close the business.
Oh, my.
And then I met David Kang, who owns Platinum Naturals, who arguably make the best vitamins in the world, and I would argue that point.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to work as a spokesperson for the company. And I said, I want you to bring this menopause product back. And David said, you know what, Deanie, I'll do it, but I'll put these herbs in dark chocolate. And what people need to realize is as we age, our digestive process slows down, and so does our ability to absorb. And when I was a young reporter at City, I remember a story in the States where they put screens in hundreds of porta-potties and washed the screens after 6 months and found tens of thousands of hard, undigested multivitamins, because your body can't break them down. You don't absorb them, so you're throwing your money down the porta potty.
Exactly.
So with this chocolate Mental Melt, it's called Platinum Naturals Deco, and it's called Mental Melt.
Deco, D-E-C-O.
D-E-C-O, yeah, Platinum Naturals. And I always marry it with the vitamins, because his vitamins are in this high-grade oil. And what's so good about that is when they hit your system, your body absorbs them. So every time I run, time now I go out, I run into a woman, I go, what's the matter? I'm having a hot flash, I don't know. I go, okay, we're going to put you in the program. And then I met you, and you were you were in trouble.
Yes, I definitely was.
And how long have you been on the program now?
Been 3 weeks or a month.
How you doing?
Good, like better, absolutely, you know.
Oh, I'm so
happy. No, everyone's still alive.
You certainly sound better.
I do feel better.
Yeah, so you're...
I mean, I'm definitely perimenopausal, and, you know, my mom is in her early 60s. Yes, she was a teenage bride when she had me, and she suffers from menopause, like, just sweating from head to toe. So she's now starting on the Deco as well. And so for me, I just, you know, I could feel it. I'm not a shy person. And I certainly don't get embarrassed. And, you know, I would be on set and the camera would start rolling and I get this sort of flash on my face and my cheeks would turn bright red. I'm thinking, oh, like, here we go, you know, cut, break. until I turn back to normal. So it's an inconvenience for me at this point.
Well, yeah, and for some women, it just ruins their lives. So to take it down to where you can actually have a life, you sound so much better than one of the first times we talked. I know it was making you crazy.
It was.
So if you're in perimenopause, you take ActiveX by Platinum Naturals.
Correct.
It's a vitamin. And when you go into menopause, you switch to Super Easy Multivitamin Plus 45 because it has CoQ10 and things that are protective for your heart.
Right.
So, and that's very important when you hit menopause. I've just done a video that's going up on YouTube. If you just look for Dini Petty, I think we're calling it Menopause 101. And I've got some women that I've coached through menopause. There's one woman I was shopping in the St. Lawrence Market, and she tells this story. So Dini was shopping here, and I'm in the middle of my hot flashes, and I literally said, my God, are you okay? I can't stand it. So she's fine now. She loves the product. It's handled all her problems.
So, and we kind of joke about it, but it's really not funny. Like it is.
No, it's not.
It's life disturbing. You know, like it disrupts a lot of time in your life, and so for some people, they just don't get over it for a period of time. My mom's been going through menopause forever. It seems now.
Well, I hope you got her on the vitamins and the chocolate and the
not the vitamins. So look at the Super Easy by Prairie Naturals.
Yes, the Super Easy Plus, Super Easy Multivitamin Plus 45. What people need to understand is when you go into perimenopause and menopause, your adrenals take over a lot of the work from your ovaries. But your adrenals are the shock absorbers of your life. They handle all the stress.
Yes.
So if women do nothing in this time, they're putting more stress in their adrenals. So all they do is start this dwindling spiral, and it's I think the most common complaint I hear is, I'm exhausted. I have no energy.
Yes.
And that's because your adrenals are your adrenals are exhausted. So that's why the vitamins are important. And then the chocolate, the Deco Menomelt, handles the hot flashes and the night sweats. You know, it's crazy. I had a girlfriend of mine here last night. And Holly and I said, do you have any menopause symptoms? She said, oh, no, I'm way past that. I said, well, how are you sleeping? Oh, she said, I'm not sleeping. I wake up like, I said, Holly, that's menopause. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We forget that we tend to think there's something else. But interrupted sleep and hot flashes during the day and bad memory and irritability, that's all menopause.
Yes.
And we need
our sleep. I mean, to be exhausted every day is no fun, you know. And so to have your sleep interrupted throughout the night, of course, added stress. Let's talk about adrenals. Do you know much? Can you talk much about that at all, Dini? What are the adrenals?
The adrenals are little walnut-sized things. They're on top of your kidneys. And if you actually wear your adrenals out, and I remember Marion, my dear friend, medical herbalist, I remember this beautiful young woman came to us, and Marion said, Dini, no one can help this. Her adrenals are just gone. If you get so exhausted, or you just like wear out your adrenals, you get complete adrenal exhaustion, you can't get back from it. There's no way back. And so Marion said, Dini, nothing's going to work for this woman because and she was caregiving for, she did what women do. We give our lives away, and then when our own life implodes. So if you go into complete adrenal exhaustion, you are scuppered, my friend.
Yes.
And your tiredness, and your because they are the shock absorbers. They handle all the stress. You must support your adrenals in life. It's really important for women who are moving at a high speed.
And so supporting them, we're taking what kind of a supplement to support them? Do you know?
Yeah, that for perimenopause, it's like ActiveX by Platinum Naturals, or it's the SEM. You see, the problem is if you're taking, I had a woman who was interviewing me for Zoomer magazine recently, and she said, well, my husband's naturopath told him to grind up his hard vitamins and drink them in orange juice. And I said, well, wouldn't it be easier if he took Platinum Naturals?
Yeah.
They're already in oil. It's a really huge thing, the absorption factor. It's a lot bigger than most of us realize because you are what you absorb. And if you're not absorbing it, forget it.
Of good, healthy fats like avocado and your different oils like, your flax oils, because you're right. A lot of the vitamins and minerals that we even get from our food get passed right through us if they can hook onto a fat, it goes through your body slowly and gives it a chance to absorb. So having a supplement in an oil makes absolute complete sense.
Yeah, the Platinum Naturals vitamins have borage oil and primrose oil and flaxseed oil and fish oil. They've got very high-grade oils, and you're right. Those oils are very important to your body to help you. And so, perimenopause and menopause. Geez, I've been watching a lot of television here. I like to check out what people are doing, what programs on. I kind of flick through them.
Yeah.
I was watching, they had one of the product on a fan, one of those Dyson fans that has no blades in it, which I think is genius.
Yeah.
And the woman said, well, for all those women in menopause, because you're so hot, you can't get relief, I thought, the problem is so huge now, and the only options your doctor has is hormone replacement therapy or bioidentical. A lot of, you know, so it's either a chemical solution. A lot of women are being given antidepressants to help them with their hot
sure.
flashes.
Yeah.
And the doctors don't have anything else because they don't study herbs.
Yeah.
It's not part of their education. So they're really kind of at a loss what to do. So for the women who are finding relief with the, you know, with the Deco and the vitamins, I always say, next time you go to your doctor, make sure you mention it because, you know, the goal is to help other women.
Sure, and doctors, I suppose, can't know everything about everything.
Well, no, of course they can. Oh, my God, they're so busy. If these herbs had not worked for me, I would have gone back on, I don't think I would have gone bioidentical. I think I would have gone probably back on HRT because who can live this way? I had no
idea. No, I know. And that's the thing, you know. It's like, do I not take this or not do this at the expense of being miserable? And I know what it's like to be miserable because 3 years ago I was having, you know, 6 periods in 8 weeks. So every time I was done, I was starting again, and it was so bad. My then little 6-year-old, 7-year-old boy is like, oh, Mom, are you having your period again? Like, it was just
wow.
up and down and raging. And so I was low in progesterone. And I have an IUD that gives me that now, but I could even tell now that I'm almost towards the end of the cycle of that particular device. And so my next step is, you know, what should I be looking at naturally as well? But no, listen, this is a health and wellness show, and certainly any natural ways we can get through these scenarios is the best way. But in some cases, for some people, they don't want to live in hell on a daily basis.
You know, it's interesting because your program goes into Europe, and Sparkling Hill is based on a European concept of, and they're far more into going away to spas for health and wellness than Canadians are.
Yes.
They have a naturopath here,
yes,
which really impressed me. And I went down to introduce myself, and they offer intravenous vitamin treatments. They do chelation here,
yep,
which is unusual. I've done some chelation. I don't know if people know what that's for.
Why don't you explain about that, Dini?
Chelation therapy, I believe, was begun in Germany many, many years ago, and it's been used all over the world. It's when about 15 years ago I moved up to north of Toronto, and I had a local man call me, and I picked up the phone. He said, Dini, Patty, and I said, you got to do something about getting this chelation therapy legal in Ontario. I said, tell me your story, sir. I know about chelation. And chelation is used, one, to remove the heavy metals. It binds to heavy metals in your body.
Uh-huh.
It's an intravenous treatment, using many of. The other thing it does is it binds to plaque. So the lineup for, you know, getting a heart bypass, and they do a bypass by taking a piece of vein out of your leg, and if there's a blocked artery coming out of your heart, they attach the vein out of your leg before and after the blockage, so the blood literally goes bypasses the blockage.
Right.
The theory of chelation is they give you intravenous, and over time it binds to the plaque, and it is removed through your urine. It is now legal in Ontario, and this man said, the end of the story was, he said, I've been sitting in this chair, and I used to go square dancing, Beanie. I was in this chair for a year and a half waiting for this damn bypass, and then I heard about chelation, and I went and I've done 10 treatments, and I'm square dancing again. But there's a terrible, you know, I happened to end up in the office of the head, one of the head heart surgeons, at one of Toronto's hospitals. And I turned to the guy and I said, so what do you think of chelation therapy? Whoa. He just he was furious. That's just unproven garbage and that people. And I'm like, okay, we won't talk about that today.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, the dream in my life has been to see Western medicine and alternative actually come together. And we're still a long way from that. Although doctors, by their own request, medical students, I don't know how many years ago, requested alternative courses as they were educated in university. And that's where they got some of them in. But it's still a huge problem.
It's like, I'm working, Deanie, with a group called Port Moody Health out here in the West Coast. And this one particular doctor who heads up the entire organization is an oncologist practicing natural medicine. I tell you, they are going to take the Canadian market and the North American market by storm. They have some of the most amazing technology. And, it's, you know, it's not competing. You know, mainstream medicine and natural medicine should be complementary. And certainly, you know, if you have, for example, cancer, no one's saying to not have the radiation, but certainly support and protect and prepare your body pre and during the treatment. And I think that that's where European countries get it. And for some reason, we don't out here yet. But we're getting closer, I think. I mean, the odds now are, 1 in 2, I believe, of getting cancer. I think that it's going to be, you know, more widely accepted.
I was at a dinner with people who are doing research into stem cells because stem cell, I mean, if they ever crack this thing.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what the two biggest problems were. That there's still problems with, you know, obviously they haven't got it to where they want it yet, but sitting at my table, you know, there were like 5 doctors, and the woman to my left was working in the area of cancer. And I said to her, you still don't have much to offer. You're still offering the same 2 things. That's all you've got.
Yes.
Is the radiation and the chemo. And she said, you're right. But when they, I mean, when they crack this stem cell thing, it's going to be the biggest thing that's ever happened in medicine in the world. And you know the fact that it was discovered here by Canadian doctors.
Yeah.
It's going to be extraordinary.
I've kept both of my children's stem cells from. I just got my nose in the mouth saying that I owe them $150 per kid again this year. But you know what? I believe that it's, you know, I believe in stem cell research for sure.
It's not the placenta they keep. It was my mistake. They keep the
umbilical cord. Yeah.
The umbilical cord, yeah.
The cord blood.
Yeah, if I'd known that when my kids were born, if they'd had that, I would have done that too. It's a good idea.
Exactly. So, Deanie, we've talked for 30 minutes, which I can't believe. I'm looking at my clock going, holy Tilly, the time always flies with you. What's next for you? How are you feeling? What's in store for you in the future? What's going on for 70? 70? I don't believe it.
You don't believe it. You
know
what? It's an interesting thing. I ended up, when I was 22 years old, flying the only pink helicopter in aviation history. I had 5,000 hours flying time, and it was not something I planned. There were 2 words in the English language that have always fascinated me, destiny and fate. I use the definitions I learned from a nun that I met at a luncheon many years ago in Calgary. We talked for a long time, and Sister Mary Margaret says that destiny is what we create by the choices we make, and fate is what life puts in the way, and you can't argue with fate. And fate has been very kind to me. She gave me a helicopter to fly, a television career, nothing I ever planned. So I don't know what she's got up for me now. My children's book was an extraordinary piece of fate.
Let's talk about that quickly as well, your book. It's a great book.
The Queen, the Bear, and the Bumblebee. If you go to DeanieSpeaks.com, it's the only place you can get the book. But I was asked to go entertain children at the Hospital for Sick Kids in a month's time. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Put it in my daytime. Or a month later, I'm driving down the parkway, and I say out loud, how am I going to entertain these kids? And that's when it happened. I saw in my head a movie, and in the movie there were 3 characters, a queen, a bear, and a bumblebee, and they went on this adventure on this red ship, and they meet this prince. And so I planned to go for lunch before I got to the hospital, and I, in my heart of hearts, I'm a poet, and I sat down and I wrote page after page after page. I scribbled this poem out. I went to the hospital and recited it as best I could. The kids smiled and liked it. And I threw it in the drawer and went, one day I'll finish that. And then I did. And it became a children's bestseller, was set to music, and it's just been performed at the Banff Children's Festival as a musical stage version, and it's like a 45-minute extraordinary performance. So fate has been very kind to me. Of course, she did balance it out and cut life, give me 10 really, really, really bad years, but that's just the balance of life. And now I suspect the next 10 years will be whatever they're going to be. I don't know.
Do you think the downs, when they're really down, are necessary? Like, I kind of, you know, every once in a while I get a correction, and I hate it, right? But I think that those corrections make the upside bigger and clearer and give you more to give to others. Does that make sense?
Well, I hear that a lot. You know, we need to talk again, because I didn't even talk about this incredible book called Trauma Releasing Exercises by this guy named Dr. David Berselli, who is a genius. He, you know, there are people who say, if I'm a good person, life is going to work out, and I'll just do good things.
Yeah, I don't believe that, though.
And there are other people who say, well, you know, you get what you deserve in life, so if bad stuff happens, you deserve it. And if you believe if you're just a good person and things happen because, you know, doo-doo happens to everybody, then they, you know, a lot of people lose their faith in God and they lose their religion. And the people who, well, you get what you deserve, so when it happens to them, they're like, wait a minute. But everybody has trauma. It's like such a huge problem. There is vicarious trauma. For those of us who watched the planes on 9/11 repeatedly crashing into those buildings, there is a type of a post-traumatic stress trauma called vicarious trauma. Victims of sexual abuse, physical abuse, domestic violence, who witness horrible things, who get the secondary problems of their loved ones suffering, it's all trauma, and you can deal with it in your head, or you can, and it also has to come out of your body. And this guy's Trauma Releasing Exercises is a genius.
And his name again is what, Deanie?
It's Dr. David Berceli. And in my, you know, my last decade, I had a really close call. I've had a lot of close calls, but this is my closest. I almost died. And I had PTSD, a bit of it, from the experience. And I found this guy's book after seeing a counselor, and I did these exercises, and that knot in my stomach finally let go, and I went, oh, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
So we've done kids, we've done menopause.
Yeah.
We've done trauma, Sparkling Hill Resort for your 7 days, go straight in your life. I guess we've solved the world's problems today, have we not, Tammy?
I think we have.
And if I could give your listeners a gift to get you through life, this is the gift, a sense of humor. Because if you got a sense of humor, it's a lot easier. If you don't,
amen on that.
It's really hard.
It is. Deanie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a treat. 30 minutes gone by so quickly. I want to do this definitely again. Tell us your website so people can look you up and see more about what you're doing, Deanie.
Well, for the Platinum Naturals, you go to platinumnaturals.com. You'll find all the menopause product there. And
your Twitter is Deanie_Petty, D-I-N-I underscore.
No, it's just Deanie Petty.
Okay.
On Twitter. And then the website, which I haven't started blogging on, I guess I will, is DeanieSpeaks.com.
Yes,
and every time I say it, I get a picture of a dog, and you say, speak.
That's quite cute. I'm your host, Tamula McNabb, on healthradio.fm. Deanie Petty, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Tammy. Thank you.
We'll do it again real soon.